This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving. Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much for joining the Sue Freeze Show. Listen, I just have to tell you that I just finished having my first lunch with Susie, and I have to tell you that it was such a blessing for me. You know, sitting behind this mic and talking, you really don't know who you're talking to. But guess what? I'm talking to you, and there is no coincidence that we're talking, and well, I'm talking and you're listening. It's just such a wonderful experience to hear people and things that, you know, different shows, how they've touched people and whatnot. I have two of the guests still with me today in the studio, and we're taking turns with each other because there's not enough room. We are filming this for the Sue Freeze TV show, and we filmed the whole luncheon today. We went around the room, and we gave each person a few minutes to talk about, you know, who they are or what they do and a little bit of both. And then I talked about the I ams, which I always express to each one of you each time, each week, about how important it is to renew our minds by reading the I ams, because we get a lot of negativity during our day. And it's really important to have that positive input with those. So first I'm going to introduce Steven Nelson. And he's such a close friend of mine. And hi, Steve.
Hello.
You have such a great voice on the radio.
It's different. Yeah. I just hear myself in my head. It's different.
It's kind of like when you hear the recording, you're going, right. That's my voice. That's why I sound like me. You sound great.
Okay, good.
And listen, I know this is uncomfortable for you. And I just want to say thank you so much for taking the opportunity to be on the mic with me today.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, and thank you for sharing the lunch with me today. You were such a great help, number one. You always are. And I just want to ask your opinion. How do you feel it went today? Just share what you feel happened today.
Well, I think this was new. So the process was just kind of evolving as the lunch went on. But as you got to share your life and your story differently than what people have heard you on the radio, I think the connection by the end of the lunch was phenomenal. I think people wanted to have more lunches with you or an extended time, or wish they would have invited two or three or four friends to come along with them. So you're going to need a much bigger room is my sense.
Well, that's great. You know, you throw something out there and you're not sure what's going to happen. And so we had 17 people that RSVP'd and paid their $25. Not all showed. I think there was two that didn't show. But all in all, it was wonderful. And the people that were supposed to be there were there. And one person had never heard my radio show, didn't know who I was at all. But a friend had invited her, and she says she's going to listen now. So just based on the information of what she got as we went around the room. What I got is people stopping, like they're driving in their car, they're going to church or they're going somewhere, and they actually don't leave their car until the show is over, and they'll pull over because they want to take notes. I didn't realize that people did that. So that was really exciting for me. Was there anything else that you gathered from the meeting?
I'm sure we'll think of something as we're talking, but I did find that really interesting to have a guest that had not heard about you, and she seemed to go away a fan just like everyone else. So,
well, it's wonderful. And for me, when I'm talking on the radio, like I've said, is that I don't know who I'm talking to, and I don't know the impact of what the Lord's revealing to me as far as what to say. And so to have people actually feed the feedback that I got is, I think that I'm going to continue doing this because I think I'm supposed to. And I have invitations now to actually speak at women's retreats and do platform speaking. And the question was, is how are you going to find time to do that? And, you know, when the Lord asks you to do something, He makes the time and you make the time because there's a passion there, I think. Yeah. So people are going to wonder who you are, Steve. So why don't you tell the audience about the God dream and how you've been an instrumental part in helping me with that process?
Well, I met Susan about a year and 4 months ago at a dance event. and I knew about her dance ability and her dance videos. I used them based on recommendations with friends to kind of supplement things that I was trying to learn in West Coast swing. So at a dance event, it was nice to approach you, and you're very friendly, and just let you know that they were important to me and that you had some impact on me without even knowing it. And out of that, we began a friendship, and you learned that I was in the commercial real estate business. So in learning about your God dream, it's been nice to try to help connect the dots between real estate and trying to find out how to make this passion of yours, this God dream, fit into a piece of real estate. And we've had a kind of a close encounter just recently on a site that
yes.
we really wrestled over. It had good positive benefits, and it had some downsides. So we just had to sort through and come up with a method of how to make that happen or not happen.
So we put an offer on it. It was in escrow. There's those of you that want to know how that's going. It's not. What happened was it was supposed to close on April 12th. And my daughter's birthday is the 11th, so that's why I remember April 12th. Anyway, so we were going to close then, and everything was going well. But Stephen, as he did his research and he found out more about the sewer system, the city sewer system, the water system, building on the land, it was 9 acres of land, and it goes on and on and on. We realized that the amount of money that I was going to have to put in made the price that was we were going in at not as beautiful
as
and attractive. Wonderful, as attractive as it once was. And so as we went forward, I was praying for God to put some roadblocks on there, some big ones. I need big ones. And I came back with a different price. I said, you know, based on the information that we had discovered, because you have to do your research, and Stephen was very good about doing it a lot better than I could ever do it, because that's his base. That's where he lives a lot. He works there. He's been doing that a long time. So he came back, and we just on paper put the pros and cons of what would work and what wouldn't. And based on the dream and the functionality of the property, it seemed that it wasn't as suited as it once appeared. And emotionally, I was so connected with the dream that I was having a difficult time seeing the obstacles as they appeared. So Stephen was very kind and persistent in discussing the pros and the cons, to where I realized that maybe it wasn't the best, and maybe the timing wasn't the best for this situation. So the lesson in all of that is exactly that, you know, gain enough information, knowledge is power. Also, you know, timing is everything. And, you know, just have the right people on the bus that can help you with making these big, big decisions, because that would have been a decision that I would have had to live with for a long time, I think. So I thank you very much, Stephen, for being so persistent and knowledgeable in that. You've been doing real estate a long time. How long?
About 25 years.
Yeah.
In the commercial world. Yes.
Yeah, 25 years. That's a lot of history and experience under your belt. So if you need any commercial real estate, side note commercial, call Stephen Nelson, and he'll be happy to help you with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, see what you get? You get a free commercial by being on the show with me. I kind of forced him in today to do this because he doesn't feel very comfortable behind the mic. But I don't know about you, but I think he sounds wonderful. Yeah. So what else would you like to say? Is there anything that you would like to say? Your background as far as evangelism is you really like to share the Lord.
I do.
And so we have that in common, is that we both love the Lord. And we really try to show him through our outwardly, just our relationship as far as friends and whatnot. People, when they're around us, they always say, gosh, you know, you guys just have a great friendship, because we just are kind and considerate and kind of say it like it is.
Yeah, I agree. I think what we've seen is a lot of people want to get to know who you are, who I am, based on how we care in our friendship for one another. And the outpouring of that is we've made a lot of friends just by becoming friends ourselves.
Right.
That we can share and And we've got some opportunity now. We've learned about in one dance competition that we're doing, we've got some people that are there that are maybe going kind of a different direction. And I'm really looking forward to spending some time to really find out why they're going to, you know, one of these church systems that is not healthy. So
what he's talking about is we have decided to create a dance partnership for Stagecoach, which is a country event, and it's a crazy event, and it's coming up really soon. And it's a three-day event, and there's a lot of country singers and a lot of – there's a lot going on. Anyway, so we actually had done this last year, but we weren't – he had a different partner, and I had a different partner, and we got to know each other a little bit just by being on the team together. And now we are partnering this time. And it's really interesting when you're dancing because, you know, one person might be better at something than the other person, just like any relationship. You've got one person that's better at something and the other person's better at something. And in dancing, if both parties are at the same level, it's a give and take situation. And so we are learning how to express ourselves in learning how to do this routine, because it can get really frustrating,
especially for me. I've got a lead and I'm not the more experienced dancer. Susan's an extremely accomplished dancer, and trying to lead her in an area where I've got less strength, we can really have some conflict. And we've learned how to be very friendly and kind to one another in the midst of having conflict on the dance floor. So
in relationships, a lot of times that's the case too, because not everybody's at the same level in believing even in the Lord. And so it's really important that the person that has the strength understands that you have to have patience and kindness and love in order to bring that person around, you know, because God is love. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And thank you, San Diegans, for listening along, and Oxnard, the word, KDAR. Thank you so much for listening, and even up to KUHL. I just thank you so much for all of you for listening in. And listen, what I want from you is I want you to connect with me. And how do you do that? So glad you asked. Go to SueFree, spelt like fries, oneword.com. And when you go there, all you have to do is just click on that little button and, you know, write a little note to me. I'm the only one that receives these emails, and I will read it. And I might not have the answer if you're asking me a question, but if I do have the answer, I will give you the answer that I have, and I have resources. And so if I don't know the answer, I will let you know that I don't know the answer, but I can help you with finding the answer, if there is an answer. But anyway, I can pray for you, anything. I just like to connect with you. That's kind of what this lunch with Susie was all about, was connecting with my audience. And I just really, really, really want to connect with you. On my website, when you go there, there's other things that you can get. You can get the IAMs. They're free. You push a button and you can get your free IAMs. And the IAMs I've talked about many times are very important to strengthening your belief system, because you are what you believe. Do you realize that? You are what you believe. And in any given situation, you have attack coming at you. If you don't understand that you're already victorious, then you're going to sink. You're going to swim. You're going to not be able to do what you need to do. So if you realize that you are victorious because the battle is already won, it helps you be able to just endure whatever it is you're having to go through right now, to understand that the light is at the end of the tunnel and there is a rainbow after the storm. So just understand that it's just for a little time that you're going to be under the weather, as they say, and then you'll be able to come out on the other side. And not only will you come out on the other side, but you're going to come out a better person, because you're going to realize what you're made of. You're going to realize that you can endure, that you can get through whatever it is that's facing you. You're going to get through it. And you might not be the same person. In fact, hopefully you're not. Maybe you're going to be a better person. Wouldn't that be awesome? All you have to understand, though, is there was a time in my life where I felt everything was like, oh my gosh, this is the end of the world. You know, we had this little argument, or I don't understand what happened there. And it became so over-consuming that I just didn't know how to function. And I realized with age that this too shall pass, and we will get through it. And nothing is life and death until it is life or death. And so let's face it. And let's just deal with whatever it is that's facing us, and so we can get on with life and understand that our Heavenly Father is in control. And He's got our backs, and He's there, and He'll carry us if we need carried. Do you agree with that?
I do.
That's so good, and I knew that already. I just thought I would confirm it with you. You're sitting over there just listening. Did anything come to your mind while I was talking all that time? Not like putting you on the spot or anything.
No kidding.
Anything come to mind?
Well, you really spent a lot of time in your lunch today going through the IMs and the impact in your life. And I heard a lot of women, especially just by their kind of affirming tones in their voice, just kind of agree with you throughout the lunch. So I think that's
good.
Good thing.
Yeah, yes. It is a good thing. It is a good thing. You were one of three men in the room. It was mostly women. So how did that feel? Did it feel any different? I always wonder about that. Like my audience, I'm wondering how many are women and how many are men and what the different impact is for each. There was a show I did on snoring, and I had more men texting me or, you know, connecting with me saying that their wives or the woman that they're with was the snorer. And I just thought that was interesting because I don't know why I thought only men snore, but no, women snore too.
Yeah, I remember you mentioned that show. The outpouring on that show was probably the most impacted result of any show you've had. So
yeah,
kind of interesting.
That one and the stealing one, the, you know, having people steal from you, was, mm-hmm. that one was also very big and important. I'm going to have more of these lunches and dinners because that's what they said, is they wanted to come back tomorrow. And so I thought that was kind of fun. It's too much for me to do it every day or even every week, but maybe once a month. And so some of the people that were at the lunch said that they had four or five friends that would love to come. And so they highly encouraged me to have more of these. So I am having another one, and it's in San Diego, and it's on May 4th. It's a Thursday, and it's going to be at night. And I really need you to connect with me because I have to do some prepayment things, like dinner. I need to pay for that. And so I need to know how many people are coming. That just brought up a point to me, is the RSVPing. When I was growing up, it was very important that people RSVP'd for parties. And I have discovered from people that have parties that people just don't do that anymore. They don't RSVP. They just show up. And the problem with that is when you are planning a shindig, there's always things that have to be done and a cost, you know, like how many of this do we buy and how many of this do we buy and how much food do we purchase, because we don't want people to go away hungry, and drinks, you know, just all of those things. So if you've ever had a party, you understand what goes into a party or a celebration of any kind. Let me just recommend that if you get an invitation to go to something, that if you want to be invited the second time around, it might be a good idea for you to be considerate and to RSVP. And sooner's better than later, because you don't want to wait till the last day to say, oh yeah, I'm going to go. Even when it's something like a dance event, a lot of people won't pay in advance, even though they have an early bird pricing. Now, for me, I realize that sometimes my life is just so busy that sometimes I can't RSVP because I'm not sure if I'm going to make it or not. But it's really much better for the event planner to plan to understand how many people are actually going to come to his event. And it's not always build it and they will come. You know, I mean, people like to believe that, oh yeah, just have an event and pay all this money up front for the room and this and that and whatever, and then nobody comes. I mean, that would be a huge expense and kind of tragic, actually. What's the lesson? The lesson is, if you get invited somewhere, could you please let them know that you're going to come or you're not going to come? I just think that's great. Even on Facebook, when they have an event, you should say interested, not interested, or I'm coming. It's very important that you do that. Do you agree?
I do agree.
Yes. There's a thing about consideration that is so important. And parents, you need to teach your children how to be considerate. You know, there's the simple ones like putting the toilet seat down. Okay, there's conflict there because some people think, why do we have to put the toilet seat down for, you know, the women? Why don't the women leave the toilet seat up for the men? I don't know. I don't have the answer for that. But men, I just think it would be very nice if you'd put the toilet seat down. I know there's some husbands right now that are laughing and some wives are going, yeah, I'm going to let my husband listen to this show now because he really needs to put the toilet seat down. Anyway, you know, putting the lid on the toothpaste, that's another one that seems to be an issue for some people. But just being considerate about all things. I would say that in our friendship, Stephen, you are probably the most considerate person that I've ever met in my life. You're just so considerate, you know, like whether it's dancing and just making sure that this is done or that's done. You make sure things are done. You just are paying attention. And I think that's so great. And I think you could teach men a lot about being considerate. I just think that would be something that you could teach, and you'd be really good at it. Wow, what do I say?
how do you address that? No, it just comes natural. I think I want to make sure that I, leave a positive fingerprint on my past. And so it just kind of dovetails into how do I treat a friend or what have you.
People.
People.
Yeah.
I like to RSVP, and I like to take and help with whatever chores or anything to help.
How can I help?
Yeah. How can I make somebody's life a little easier than it is now?
Did you hear that? Everybody. Could you imagine what kind of world we would have if everybody had that same attitude as how can I make somebody else's life just a little easier? Is there something I can do? Just look for opportunities to serve. That's really what it is, isn't it? Serving.
I agree.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Anyway. Okay. So you're a real estate agent and you enjoy doing what you're doing?
I like what I do.
Yeah.
It does give me a chance to be in a different day, in a different meeting, different setting every day. And I just don't know exactly where that's going to lead, whether it's working with a tenant like Chase Bank or Tesla or what have you. But those are kind of exciting accounts that I'm working on now. But every day is different. You just don't know when I wake up who I'm going to be visiting with. And so that's just kind of in being that I really enjoy trying to evaluate, meet, and understand people, that makes the day just start off on the right foot.
It's really interesting because you deal with restaurants a lot, and some of the stories you have just on the history of like Panda,
right,
or whatnot, you just have the background story to go with these clients of yours.
Yeah, I remember when Andrew had 6 restaurants and he was just sitting down talking about this concept of Panda Express and how he opened his first store in the Glendale Galleria, and Vaughn's was approaching him to do an in-store concept, and he was working through that. Now I can't imagine how many restaurants he has, but it was nice to sit across from him.
And it's a husband and wife, right?
Husband and wife, Peggy and Andrew.
Yeah.
Own the whole thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of pandas. They're everywhere, aren't they? They're everywhere. Yeah, pretty amazing. And you have stories like that with every single, restaurant and whatnot that you've dealt with.
It's a blessing.
Yeah, so we're winding down for the first half of the Sue Free Show, and we've got Christina that's going to come in on the second half. So stay tuned to the second half. Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola Termite and Pest Control.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son, and also work at Ecola. I understand why Ecola is Southern California's number one alternative pest control company. As a child with asthma, my mother made it her number one priority to protect me from harmful chemicals and contaminants.
I wrote a book about it called Learning to Breathe, about a love without bounds and a fight I refuse to lose.
I'll always be thankful for my mom's love and strength during this struggle, which essentially saved my life. I'm proud knowing my mother and Ecola cares for our customers like my mom cared for me.
We are offering $100 off any termite work and $50 off pest control for new customers. Just call 877-332-BUGS for details. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Or online at termitelady.com. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Love you, Mom.
Ecola Termite and Pest Control, 877-332-BUGS.
All right, it's David James. My friend, Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electrogun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood, and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call E.C.O.L.A. Termite and Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
E.C.O.L.A. Powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much, E.C.O.L.A. Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring this show. And if you'd like to sponsor the show, I would love to talk to you. So get in contact with me. How do you do that? Go to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and connect with me, and I can help you out. I've been doing advertising for a long, long time. I love it. And I can help you because I have, you know, all this wisdom and this knowledge of the school of hard knocks, of knowing what to do and what not to do. And if you have a business that's just in San Diego, that's okay. We can put your ad on just for San Diego. We don't need to be promoting your company to people in LA if you don't service that area, right? So we will go where you go, and just let's just talk. Let's just talk it out. And I'm really inexpensive compared to the norm because I want to get you started. I want to help you out as somebody did for me when I first started. So I'm giving it, paying it forward, as they say. Also, Learning to Breathe is a book that I wrote, kind of told the story already. And it's a very wonderful book that's more than just talking about asthma. It's more than just talking about respiratory issues. It's about my journey of finding the Lord, being with the Lord, having some issues and getting through them with Jesus and Jesus's help. So I recommend and I hope that you will go to SueFreeze.com, and if you just ask me for the book, I will sign it and I'll ask you to pay for it because I need to I need some help there. And then I'll send it off to you, okay? So we were in the first segment with Stephen talking about the lunch that we just finished, and it's the first of many, I think. And it's either going to be lunch with Susie or dinner with Susie. The next one is in San Diego on May 4th. So if you want to be included in that, get in contact with me, and I'll be happy to tell you more about that. And what it is about 2 hours of conversation. I get to know you. You get to know me a little differently, maybe a little better. And we move forward from there. So I'm hoping that you join me in San Diego. I'm looking forward to it. There's a dance event going on that weekend. And so I'm just going to deal with more than just one thing. And I hope I get to meet you. If you're in San Diego, I want to meet you. So that's what it's about. Okay, so I have Christina with me, and she was at the lunch today. And Christina, thank you so much. I know this is not easy for you, and you're doing it because I said, oh, I need somebody to be on the radio with me today. And you were kind enough to say yes, even though you're a little nervous.
Yes, I am.
Yes. But we will get through this together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I enjoyed the luncheon tremendously, and I was just so blessed that I was picked. And I really think all the women did as well. When I first got here, half hour early, I was so eager. Another lady came in and didn't really know if this was the right place and if she should be here. And I said, yes, this is it. This is for Susie. And so they all just trickled in, and we all just really had an excellent lunch, by the way.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, at first nobody knew what to expect. And you just led the way, and everybody just started opening up and sharing, and I think it was really a blessing, and I'm really happy to hear that you're going to be doing more of these.
Well, that's what was said, is that I should do more of these, so yes.
She will.
I know. I'm looking forward to it, actually, because it was such a blessing for me, because I got to get in contact with the listeners that listen to the show, and even some that have never heard of me before, so that was kind of fun.
That was great.
Yeah, it was. So how did we meet?
How did we meet
yes,
at the KKLA
tell the story.
Health store?
Health fair.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
And what happened?
Well, she was just such a fire attraction. I mean, she's just so beautiful and vibrant and just reaching out to everybody. And I just leaned up against her and I said, "It's just so nice to see you." A person to the voice, because she just, when I listen to her, I just hear so much that it's just so real. And you don't think that it can be that simple. yeah, you're struggling with it. And then it's just real, and she brings it to life, and I know that she touches so many more others. And it's like, where have I been? 8.5 years you've been on. Where have I been? So I'm so glad that I'm now sitting here with you, and I'm just so blessed. Thank you.
Yes, well, there is no coincidence. This is for sure God's appointment, and so here we are. Yes, and you've emailed me and contacted me, and we had a conversation about Juice Plus, because that's a company that you are representing, and it's a company that I'm familiar with. You came and you were soliciting me. You were soliciting me to get involved, either to just drink the drink or take the vegetables and juice tablets. Makes it easy for a busy schedule.
Yes.
Yes. And I told you that I'm very familiar. I used to be a distributor a long time ago, and I kind of just stopped. And I don't know why I stopped, because it's so healthy. And so I had somebody that manned the booth for me for a minute, and I walked outside with you. And I said, let's just talk for a minute.
You blew me away. I was just so quietly going up, have you heard about Juice Plus? And because you're so busy, and I know that God must have given you 30 or 40 hours a day for everything that you do. She's just so involved in everything and does it all so well.
Oh, thank you.
You're definitely blessed in that way. But when you had said, yes, I've heard of it, and pulled me to the side, I said, oh my gosh, this is wonderful. I mean, because I am just a babe in the woods on this. I mean, I just got into it. And again, where was I? Because it's been around for 25 years, just the Juice Plus part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have 5 children. So when you had known about it, and you just really confirmed my belief in the health and nutrition of what this has to offer.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are what we eat and what we listen to and all of those things. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so we have to guard what's going in our temple. And so, I love vegetables. I like to eat like a rabbit, and protein's good too, but I prefer vegetables. I'm a vegetable person.
Mm-hmm.
I eat weird food. Like this morning I had a sweet potato for breakfast.
Mm.
So, but it's delicious, and that's one of the 7 best foods you can eat, along with blueberries. That's another one. And then salmon, in case you're wondering.
Wild Alaska.
Those are 3.
Salmon.
Yes. I told you that I was interested in getting involved again, and so I haven't done that yet. I want to do it, but I'm wanting one of my children to get involved first, so I can buy from them. So I've got a method to my madness here, because I'm wanting to help others get involved in these things too. Mm-hmm. I have a page. It's opportunity page on my website, the SueFreeze.com site. And when you go there, you can pick and choose or go, and it'll connect you to the website of the company so that you can understand more about what these companies are about. And these are only companies that I'm familiar with, that I've used, that I believe in, because I would not try to, share anything that I don't believe in, because that's not good.
It's not who you are.
No, it's not. But if I believe in something, I definitely, it's kind of like a movie. My son says, Mom, I'm not a salesperson. I'm like, Tyson, because he works for me at Ecola. And I said, Tyson, I understand you're not a salesperson, but let me ask you this. If you go to a movie and you see a really good movie, do you tell other people about the movie? And he goes, well, yeah, I do. I said, is that selling? No, it's sharing. And so that's all we're doing is sharing. We're sharing an opportunity. We're sharing an opportunity for maybe extra money, but also an opportunity to get healthier. Mm-hmm. And so why not? I feel really good about that. I have no problems with that at all. So we will do more. Christina.
That's what we are called to do, is to get up and let the Lord serve us. I mean, us serve Him.
Yes.
And how do we do that? By serving His people and allowing ourselves to be available to listen and be a vessel for others.
See, you just gave a message. That's just a lesson right there.
Well, we're all just human. And yeah. You know what? I know that there's no dumb question now. And, I've been intimidated and always trying to do everything that I can do, the best I can do for everybody else. And I thought that I was serving the Lord that way until I realized, or until He knocked me upside the head and helped me realize that it's not until you still yourself and be quiet so that you can serve Him on what His level was, not you. You have to get out of the way, being selfless and just being there for Him, and He'll bring it to fruition.
See that? See, that's the message that you have for the listeners. See, I said everybody has a message. We just have to think about what it is. And you said, well, okay, that God's going to give it to me. God's going to do this because I'm nervous.
Well, it's just a passion you have, you know, and when you get put on the spot, like you do sometimes in life, you just have to get out of the comfort zone and you have to do it, because it's not that I wanted to sit here and do this today. I mean, I'm very honored and happy about it, but it's that Susie needed it, you know, when Mrs. Freeze says it, you do it, you know,
and
I think it's just such an honor, honestly, because I have listened to your show and again in the podcast and taking tons of notes, and how can I don't compare, but yet I know that I am here for God, and anything I can do and say and be to his people is all good with me. So I'm glad to be here.
And I'm so thankful that you're here, and it was really impactful to have you in that room today. It was supportive. I felt your support. You just automatically said, "Can I help you? Can I help you?" And I'm like, "That is so awesome. I just love that." And that's how I am too. It's when I'm in a room where I'm not in the head of the room, but if I'm there, I'm just like, "Okay, can I help? You know, do you need some help with something?" And that's so great to be able to be that, because that's what God calls us to be, is servant.
We're nurturing souls. We are.
Yes, and you are a mother of how many children?
5 lovely children and 2 grandchildren.
See, I don't have the grandchildren yet. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. I really am looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to more.
Yes. I'm looking forward to one.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to more than one, but I'm looking forward to the first one.
But you know, all babies are ours. I just gravitate towards children, and I just love them up, and I just think they're just so precious, you know. And the elderly. I love the seniors and the elderlies. I mean, I'm talking seniors, because I mean, I'm a senior now.
Yes. They have so much wisdom, don't they?
Wisdom, wise wisdom, yes.
When I was younger, I was always uncomfortable because I didn't have my grandparents close to me or anything, so I wasn't around my grandparents very much, and so I just didn't feel as comfortable. And now I look forward to those times. And you know, when I meet people that have been married like a long time, you know, really long time, I'll say, you know, what do you attribute your long marriage? Because they look happy. Because there's a lot of people that stay married for a long time, but they don't look like they're even friends. They don't look like they're happy, and I'm sad for them. But there are other married couples that I see where they just still have that fire between them, and that they're, you know, you can just tell they're so connected.
It just takes work. You have to be aware of what your purpose is and who you're married to, because it's your soulmate. And if it's something that you want, you're going to work for it and be aware of it. And it's not easy.
No, it's not easy. You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show, and this is KKLA 99.5, or it could be K-Praise, or it could be KDAR, The Word, or it could be KUHL. It's amazing to me to realize that this show is syndicated. It's amazing to me that this show has been going on for over 8 years. It's amazing to me that there is a TV show now, and it's on regular TV, and we can talk about the Lord. And I just think that is so awesome that we can do that. And I just feel very humbled and very honored to be part of it. And if somebody would have said to me when I was in high school that I was going to have a radio show, or I was going to have a TV show, or I was going to write a book, I would have said, "Really?" I mean, I had no idea. I always thought I would speak. I thought I would be a speaker. I thought I would be on platform. And it's funny how things are like in reverse order, that now I'm starting to get those opportunities to be able to speak. And the thing that's different for me is being able to see the people and to feel the people and to hear the people instead of having a one-way conversation. And so today was the opening door for me to experience the people that actually are listening to me and inputting into my life now. I mean, I had people input into my life. And so that was really, really a blessing.
I think it was for everybody, though, because when we listen to you on the radio, and fans and followers of all, we visualize from a picture, you know, on the E. cola picture, you know, and that little cute redheaded bug lady, you know, and it's just, she's got so much punch for her power, and it's just so much power for her punch. And I think that you seeing the expressions that you miss, you know, and all the people that you touch when you can actually see it. I mean, your daily walk, I'm sure with everybody you come across, you can see that and feel, and you're a good reader, and I think God uses you very well. But it was really neat to be able to have us see you in your element that you're talking to. And now when we actually hear your radio show and your TV show and pass it on to our friends, we have a visualization. And I think that is really, it's great.
Visual is very important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The visual aspect.
Mm-hmm.
How do you learn? When you learn, what's the best way for you to learn?
listen. And, you know, like you were saying in the luncheon, your body language and the emotions of what was said. And you can tell if somebody's just kind of like you, like you're like a CIA agent. You're just all over the place. You know everything that's going on, like the CIA men do, you know. But you have everybody in the room pretty much in your vision, yet you still know what's going on. So you're just very aware of your surroundings. You're not tunnel visioned, like you had said, and I think that's not easy. You have to train yourself to do that and be very aware of others and how you're representing yourself, how you're coming across, and still getting your message through without being sidetracked. So it's multitask, you know, and most women are multitasking, men too. But I think that you just have such a gift at doing it as a natural. You're just a graceful, natural, loving human being. I'm just in awe.
When you are learning, thank you for all of that, by the way. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Wow. Take that in. Okay. But when you're learning, what is the best way for you to learn? Because for me, I know for me, I physically have to do things. Mm-hmm. I can read something, but if I see it or I do it, mm-hmm. It is easier for me to learn it.
I absorb well that way too.
Yes.
I just don't sit down much, you know, and I'm learning to do that more so. And the Bible's helped me do that because, you know, we know the word and we go to church, but we really need to get that personal relationship going on with him. And the only mm-hmm. way we can do that is to actually devote that time and get into the word and have the quiet and the world shut out. And that's so hard to do in a busy lifestyle. So it's really important to do that. I am a visual learner, and I think that it's because I've just been too active. But that's it. You're active. You're doing. And by doing and watching, you're doing so much better. But other people that can read, you know, there's book smart people out there that just do wonders as well. So it just takes all kinds, and that's why God made us that way.
Mm-hmm.
So many different multifacets of life and energy. And so, yes, I would have to say I'm more hands-on visual as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just go, 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 and then – but.
Yeah.
Learn how to sit back and listen.
So if you had 5 minutes, which you have right now, to talk to the people that are listening, because you picture people, they're driving,
mm-hmm.
okay? There might be people just sitting in their car.
Watch for that car.
Yeah, watch out. You know, or they might be in their house doing housework,
mm-hmm.
Yard work. Or they're on their smartphone and they're listening to the app on their smartphone because you can do that and it's free, mm-hmm. which is really awesome that mm-hmm. you can do that. What would you say to those people regarding your relationship or their relationship with the Heavenly Father? I mean, how important is that? How has that changed your life? You know, those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he says, love thy neighbor as thyself. But before that, he says to love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and body. So if we are to do that, what does that look like? What does that mean? And I know that you love the Lord. So
I do.
Just express that to the people listening, because there's people that are listening that it's no coincidence they're listening. And they're listening to you right now, no pressure. Okay, no pressure.
I
you should see her right now.
Down.
She's just like, you know. Anyway, but they might not know the Lord. Or yeah. they're such a new believer, they're not sure what to do next. Or they're a strong believer, but they're really going through hard times.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of those people, I just mentioned different people, different walks of life right now, and they're all listening right now. So
yeah.
what would you say to them?
Thank you for listening, honestly, because Sue Freeze just does it all. She's wonderful. But I think that it's not too late for anybody, that Jesus Christ is our Savior and our Lord, bar none. He is the top. And even though we busy ourselves and walk away, he never leaves us or forsakes us. So I do know that you may think you're unworthy, or you may not think that, you know, he's going to look at you, but when you ask for his forgiveness and you repent and you believe that he is your Father, he looks down, but he looks down as we're covered by his blood. So we're pure as snow to him. So no matter what we've done, no matter what we thought we've done, and no matter how long we've done it, we don't have to look back. We can always look forward. With my age and wisdom, wrinkles stay, but the Holy Spirit renews every single day. So I don't have to look in the mirror that much or look at me that much, but you know what? This is what God created, and all I can do is be the best vessel. So I think that listening to him, I think that getting into the word, because how can you say, oh, I just love Jesus or I love going to church, but you got to know the word. You got to love the word. You got to know who you love. You know, and be very wise on where you put your energy and your love, because, you know, he did give us free will, but he gave us the smarts too, and it's up to us to, you know, prove to him and everybody by showing by example, I think, that we love our Lord and we all need to be there.
That's very good. Very good. You're going, how'd I do?
Yeah.
How do you think you did? I think you did great just then.
I just really want people to get it because I was a later Christian in life. You know, yes, I served the Lord, but not like I should, and I'm still going to get better. I mean, you know, and just going to Bible Study Fellowship was a great dive, you know, and just getting into the Word and getting into each word. And when you go back through and read the book of John again, it's just going to be different. So it's just every day there's a new message.
That is so true. I've said that too. I had Felicity on a couple weeks ago, and she's 22 years old, and
beautiful.
She's written some Bible studies, and she came to the lunch today, and it was so good to see her again, and everybody that had listened to the show, it was wonderful for them to meet her too. And Avo was there too, and he's been on the show, and so that was really great too.
Wow.
And what I've said is that's exactly true, because I made a commitment to Felicity that I was going to be in the Word more than I was before, and definitely, you know, when you put something on the air, you better be, you know, you're held accountable, right? So you have to do it. So I've been doing that, and it's been such a blessing. And what I've discovered, it's not a new discovery, but it is reoccurring discovery, is that things that I've read in the past that I went, aha moment, I read now and I get a different aha moment, because yeah. I'm in a different place now than I was the last time I read it or the time before that. And I have little things written in the side margins and whatnot, and I'm going back to where I was when I wrote that. Mm-hmm. And I'm writing new little things in my margin now of where I am in my life right now with the Lord. And it's really amazing to see the transformation or the difference in my thought process.
Your growth. You just
grow. Our growth.
And there's
yes.
no wrong way, and there's no right way, and there's no intimidation. He uses us as we're humble. You know, and the better we are humbling, the more we can be used by him, you know. So I don't think that we should be intimidated. I think that we're all God's creatures in his creation. And I think that when you're humble enough to share and the way you are so real and the way you share so real, you know, it used to be you just don't need to wear your, you know, your emotions on your coat, you know, string or thing. And it's just like, yeah, you do need to be more real. And I think all of us, if we were more real, people would learn and can learn. So I've just opened up to be real, you know, and I think I learned from you that it's like there's none other. You just gotta be real, because you never know where somebody is listening and what you're gonna say that will heal them or help them and lead them back to the Lord and the Bible. It's just one book. Well, you know, but we'll just never get it all, because we're just learning. We're just ongoing Christians.
Right. It's very full of information there. This has been really wonderful for me. I hope it's been wonderful for you.
Unbelievably.
When I started the luncheon, I just said that I really wanted to know what people were expecting from the two-hour lunch. I wanted to know what they were expecting, because, you know, they paid a fee and it's a sacrifice of time. And at the end, I asked everybody, is there any questions or anything? Is there anything? Because I didn't want anybody to leave thinking that they didn't get their money's worth, you know? And I think everybody was pleased. And I think that they left with something more than they came with. So that's really a good thing. And I started also with the goal thing, is that every day is a new day, like you said, and we have to set the pace of what the goals are for the day. And if our goal is to serve one another and to love thy neighbor as thyself and to love thy God with all our heart, soul, and mind, then we can do that. But we have to actually mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually set ourselves in that position in order for us to accomplish that goal.
I believe it, and I think that we need to get off the rocker of wondering what everybody else is thinking about us and just worry about God and what he thinks of us and how we can be the best for him.
That is the best golden nugget yet. Christina, thank you so much for being a part. Juice Plus, Christina, you can connect with her on my website if you like. So just connect with me, and I can connect you with her if you'd like. Juice Plus is great. So God bless. Be a blessing to someone each and every day. Bye-bye now.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E-Cola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E-Cola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call E-Cola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. E-Cola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.